Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Spend Time with God, here with your host, Cassandra Brand. Today, for us, is a new year, because this is the first show for this year, this month of January. And I want to say to everyone and to all the listeners that you are appreciated, you are loved. You are special, and you are kind. This platform is used for prayer. This platform is used to speak to the heart, the mind, the body, and the soul of people. Today we're talking about turn the other cheek. And it's from the scripture of Matthew 5:38 and 39th verse. When you hear turn the other cheek, people begin to, think double. I ain't turning the other cheek. But God's word says, go the second mile. Go the second mile. Matthew 5:38, it says, you have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Ooh, that sounds very violent, doesn't it? Very painful as well. And verse 39 says, but I tell you not to resist an evil person, but whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also. Now, I'm going to give you an example of my personal experience on that. But I want to share this information with you. Jesus teaches that instead of retaliating when someone wrongs you, forgiveness is a better way. The next time you find yourself wanting to get even with someone, reflect on this verse and rejoice in changing your ways and becoming a better person. When you forgive, your heart grows stronger. And your spirit grows by responding to future offense without mercy. No, not with mercy. With mercy and grace. I've had some people say some really mean things to me. And I wanted to retaliate. And I'm not perfect, but there's been times I have retaliated. But I'm the one that's suffering. I'm the one who was walking around angry. Instead of saying, you know, I forgive them, but they don't know what they're doing. Because you can't mess with a child of God. You can't mess with a chosen one either. So when you know are and you know who you are, then you understand what turning the other cheek means. We want to welcome the caller in area code 217.
Ma'am.
We thank you for tuning us in.
How you folks doing?
We're doing awesome. We're blessed. 6 feet over, not under, live with another chance. And we're talking about turning the other cheek. And the scripture is from Matthew.
I wanted to poke at that turn the other cheek as your title of the episode. You mind doing that for me?
Yes, and we have 9 more minutes, so go ahead, call.
The concept of turning the other cheek was it's actually old. This is when that concept was introduced. It was supposed to be an insult to strike a man by slapping him in the face, right?
Well,
so
actually,
slap him.
This is spiritual.
Yes, ma'am. No. Absolutely. Absolutely, ma'am. Yes, I know. Turn the other cheek is absolutely spiritual. And that's why Jesus still lives wholeheartedly with everybody today. Because back in those times, if you were going to insult a man, you would use your right hand. And after you used your right hand and he turned his other cheek, it would be impossible because all you'd have to do is use your left hand. But that's not what men did back in those days. We're talking about thousands, like not thousands, but you know what I mean? So,
even though today, we still have to learn how to turn the other cheek. And by turn the other cheek, if we're talking about through forgiveness, is a better way to become a better version of yourself. We're not talking about someone physically come and slap you. We're talking
Yes, ma'am. No, I'm talking about the actual lesson of that is that the initial strike, you allow the initial strike, the initial thing that's supposed to tear you down, and you're saying, I'm not torn down by this, by your initial insult, by your initial strike. I'm not torn down. So I'll stand up again, and I will give you another opportunity. You can correct yourself because I'm not torn down by your first strike. You can choose to do better now. Does that make sense?
But thank you so much for your insight, to others' insight or what revelation they get from the Word of God. Now, also we say, dear God, it's not easy to turn the other cheek, but I'm trying my best to forgive as you forgive. We try to forgive because it's not easy to forgive sometimes when someone really offends you, but forgiveness is not for the other person. It is for you, so you won't walk around bitter and angry because you have to live with that. And that's self-destruction to your soul, to your spirit, man. No one is perfect. No one crossed every T and dot every I. But when you meditate on the Word of God, such as scriptures like this, others get different revelations. But you have to take it and make it personal to what you're experiencing. So reflect. Reflect on and take some time to meditate on this scripture and reflect on moments that you should have done this to help you get closure and move on. Because a lot of times people don't get closure when things like this happen to them and they can't move on. They be holding things in their heart for years from their dad or their cousin, 5, 10, 15, 20, people be 60, 70 years old, still holding that off in their heart. And Carla, I really do appreciate you calling in and sharing, you know, your revelation. I'm quite sure someone that's listening in can relate to what you have said. Is there any moments, we have like about 4 minutes, is there any moments that you want to testify that you have personally experienced this caller 217?
Beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life. I'm from Chicago, and I work security in the school system. the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life was when we had the metal detectors at the doors and we were doing all this other stuff to save everybody. And this kid, who he was an athlete, I think he played basketball, and he tapped the guy on the shoulder. He hugged him outside the door before he even walked in. The kid went home. And I found out later that kid had a gun. So there'll be nothing sweeter in this world than other people intervening in terrible situations. We all have a choice. You can ignore it if you want to, but to intervene, to actually take a part in other people's suffering, because that's all life is. Everybody suffers. I don't care who you are. I don't care how much money you're worth. I don't care what your political position. Everybody suffers. And to acknowledge somebody else's suffering and give them a moment of clarity, there's nothing better than that. There's nothing sweeter than that you can ever offer in another human being. So, no, that was the sweetest thing I've ever seen in my life.
And everything happens for a reason. And you were chosen because you're going to share that testimony. And it one word can change a person's life. And if you could just reach one by sharing testimonies like that, you reach many. So thank you for sharing. So we thank God for spending time with God 15 minutes from 6 a.m. to 6:15 a.m. in the morning, 7 days a week. We also have replay. And Lord, we just thank you for this divine appointment in this moment, because it's all about you. And Lord, we just ask you to keep the listeners, their families and loved ones, covered with the blood of Jesus, and that they can understand the importance to turn the other cheek, because at the end of the day, it is all about